This is Morning Motivation for Educators on the Bee Podcast Network. Learn about all the shows at beepodcastnetwork.com. You'll hear from a variety of formal and informal educators who help put this podcast together. If you'd like to contribute your voice to this show, please go to morningmotivationedu.com to apply.
I'm Danielle Newfer, an educator for over 20 years, who went up against two bouts of serious teacher burnout before finally realizing that I needed to share what worked and what didn't with educators everywhere. This is when Teaching Well was born. At Teaching Well, I partner with schools who recognize that when teacher well-being is prioritized, true teaching and learning can happen. And there is nothing more integral to building this kind of school culture than finding ways to care for yourself in the midst of all the school day hustle and bustle. Building in these moments is what this show is all about and what I hope to bring to you each time I get the opportunity to speak with you here. So with that, let's begin. Here are two quotes to get us started. Beware of what season you are in and give yourself the grace to be there, by Kristen Dalton. And another one, if you stay stuck in the past season or fixated on the future season, you will miss the one you're in, by Marie D. So with that, happy spring, at least in the United States. My son was born on the first day of spring, 10 days late and 36 hours of labor. I was just happy to be on the other side of the experience that I didn't immediately realize. He was our little gift of the season. For years previous to this, I didn't really love spring. I was a fall girl, pumpkin spice, everything, apple cider, harvest time, sweater weather, and lots of layers. Now that we celebrate the first day of spring each year, partially to honor our son, Lucas, which means bright light, fully a coincidence that we only realized after the fact as well, I have a newly inspired love of this season. We've been walking around the neighborhood identifying the first sign of the first flowers. In our neighborhood, we've seen white snowdrops, purple crocuses, and winter aconite. Daffodils will be popping up sooner than later. He's helping me to pause and see the beauty of these little bursts of color, the remarkable strength and perseverance it must take to come into the world. I think about his entry into our lives and can see the parallels without question. So how can we take the abundance of spring and translate it into a guiding bright light in our classrooms? Winter is a time for rebuilding or trying to find the time for ourselves after the hectic time of fall and getting into the swing of things. Sometimes this time of year may feel a little hectic, but hopefully you'll always be able to find a little routine among the unknown and frequent changes. We spent the last season rebuilding our reserves. And then in the regroup stage, which is what we're in now, we rein the students back in and perhaps even ourselves. We can't let everything go just because we see the light at the end of the school year. We need to stay consistent, keep our routines for the students. We decide what must be covered and then decide what we can let go of. As we enter this time for spring, it's definitely that time for regrouping. I talk to so many of my teacher friends and see my colleagues, and we all look like we're just holding on. Sometimes I even feel like I'm physically holding my breath, so I need to remember to breathe. It's time to regroup with these last few months. Decide what's important and what can be let go of. Decide what you can do and what there is absolutely no energy or time for. Remember the buds that are pushing themselves up to bloom? They don't expend all of their energy at once. They move incrementally and methodically until one day we're witnessing a fully bloomed flower. We can get ourselves and our students fully bloomed by the end of the school year if we regroup now and do what's necessary, allowing the bells and whistles to subside. If we don't, we run the risk of expending too much energy and fizzling out before the sun is shining in time for summer. And we know with spring, we can also experience some rain and even a cold snap or two. So just hold tight. Be patient. Allow yourself to raise your face to the sun when it's out and put on a rain jacket when needed. We can regroup after the storm has passed and simply begin again. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to embrace the journey of teaching, knowing that each season brings its own unique blessings and opportunities. Whether you're basking in the sunshine or weathering the storm, Remember to stay grounded in your purpose and passion for education. Thank you for tuning in to Morning Motivation, and until next time, keep shining bright. If this morning's motivation resonated with you, I'd love to connect more. Schedule a time to connect at teachingwell.life/call and check out the show notes to find out how we can partner together.
Thanks for listening. And whatever role you have in education, we have a podcast for you at bepodcastnetwork.com. Who among your friends and colleagues needs to hear this message today? Please share it with them right now.